Tim, your thoughts on that today?
Hard game in terms of obviously extremely hot. Listen, love them or hate them, a different surface. I hate them personally. I think it's really difficult. It's dry, as sticky. I honestly don't think they're conducive to really good games, but I can understand maybe in terms of income, etc., why people have them. Personally, it's grass for me every single time. So I thought it was a really hard-fought game. You know, Bromley are safe. They're you know, north of 50 points, job done. So they can relax and play their football. We obviously needed to win the game. And, you know, we got our noses in front with a good finish from Ozzy. And then we had a couple of two or three half-decent chances. I thought most of them seemed to fall to Addy. Just cut the neck off a couple, trying to roll his man in the box. But I thought they were having some joy as well. I thought it was a little bit too open. And they got in a few times from balls from the mid-third, sort of just dinked in behind us, and they were either just slightly over it or they didn't get their finish off in time. And so I wasn't entirely comfortable. We're trying to change it at half-time and sag away a little bit. We were pressing, but not pressing as a unit, getting picked off a little bit so they could get to the area to try and hit the ball. So we decided to sag away, get into a position early, save our energy a little bit. And that they didn't get in behind us so much once or twice, where Booty's made a couple of good saves, to be fair. But obviously Wrighty's finished the chance with a great goal. Great header, great ball in from Jamie. And we had one or two other little sort of half chances as well. But in the end, the result was the all-important thing for us, and we got it.
Yeah. As you say, you did what you needed to do with the goals either side of the break, and that's really what it's all about at this stage.
Yeah, 100%. You know, you can play your worst game of the season in the situation that we're in and one or two others are in, but you've got to win, you know, and that brings pressure. And, you know, the pressure's only going to ramp up, you know, and there's clubs that are up there that have to be up there. And we ain't one of them, you know. We're a club that surprised everybody, and probably still nobody can believe that we're still in there with the group of teams that we're in there. You know, it's like the haves and have-nots, and it's been a monumental effort. And now we've managed to bring it down to we've got a huge game on Monday now against the Orient, who are an excellent team with a manager who's won this division. So, you know, we're going to have to bring our A game to the table to get anything whatsoever. 2 days to recover, and so are they. So we'll get about our business and see what we can do.
Before I ask you more on that, I think I was totting up looking at the count. Ryan Boot, because you mentioned him, a couple of saves today. I think that's 21 clean sheets for the season in all competitions. That is phenomenal, not just for him, but for the defence.
100%. And you defend from 11 back to 1, and you attack from 1 back up to 11, you know. And I've always been at pains to point that out to the lads. You know, it ain't a goalkeeping show or a back four show. It's a unit. And, you know, we're, up until today, we have not seen who scored what. We were the third highest scorers in the division as well. So, you know, we are scoring goals and not conceding them too regularly. So, you know, it's a testament to the team and their intensity to try and defend and not to concede, which, of course, is a massive part of the game. So, you know, long may that continue. But, you know, tough games ahead, two huge games for us, and we'll see what results we can get and where we'll lie, you know, when all football's finished.
It's a bit of a shame that Salford managed to get a late winner, but
you wouldn't expect anything more, you know what I mean? With all due respect, when you consider what they've got in their ranks, they should be winning. So, you know, congratulations to them. And they've changed completely what they're doing. You know, they've gone massive physically, huge. The ball's going from back to front. You know, yeah, but you know they've got lads on huge dough who are way better than this division. There's no doubt about that. So they are going to win games. We've just got to make sure we do our job.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It doesn't change the fact that there's still 3 points between yourselves and Leonore. And as you say, what a game that's going to be.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously the goal difference is an extra point for them. But it is what it is. If we'd have said right back early in the season when we went down there, that we'd still be 3 points away from two games to go, everyone would have laughed you out of out the room. If we would have been chatting after that game, they'd have said, "Are you gone mad?" But we are, and you know, we've had to go through thick and thin to get there, you know. And I remember that game clearly. We got beat 3-0. We were clean through about five times in the first half. Dean Brill was voted man of the match by their supporters. He scored a set play goal 5 minutes into overtime when two had gone up on the board at half time. You know, there was lots of little things. You know, we had a red card given to Jamie Record just after half time for two innocuous challenges. You know, so referee's going to have to be strong. But we'll go into it and give it our very, very best. And that's all we've done all season.
And the one thing you've done this season is build and build a fan base, and you know, an Easter Monday, hopefully with weather like this, it hopefully should be a big crowd and a good atmosphere.
Yeah, well, not for my face it won't. I need some factor 50 to be fair. I was writing a lot of Japanese flag, but listen, I've been told we've sold around about between the two clubs have sold around 2,300 ish to date. So I'd imagine there'll be some more going now. And our lads deserve that kind of game and that kind of crowd to come and see them play, because they've earned it. They've earned the respect. You know, whatever the result is on Monday and next Saturday, our lads have earned a lot of respect this season from National League supporters, not only Sully Hall, more supporters, but supporters that have come and watched us on the road as well. You know, because we're a good side. We can play good football, we can mix it up, and we're a good team. We're a good team. We're well drilled and well organised. We know what we're doing, and we've been a tough nut to crack for people. But we, you know, the trick is, you know, yeah, well done for that. You're sitting where you are in the league, but you've got to crack on and improve, and you know, that's what we intend to do.
Just finally, will there be more pressure on Leyton Orient on Monday, because they can wrap it up?
Yeah, 100%. They've got to win. You know, we can act accordingly. You know, we've got to where we are. We want to progress and get better. You know, and obviously we lost the game down there, and we need to match up and see how far we've come in that period of time. You know, there's one or two players come through the door since we last played them, not a huge amount, but you know, good players, and it'll be an interesting game. You know, they're chock full of top players at this level. They're another club that really they have to come up. You know what I mean? They can't. It's not an option not to come up. So, you know, it's a free hit for us, and we'll talk about it tomorrow and Sunday, and then try and implement something on Monday.